First up today, let's talk about snake beans, because growers in the Northern Territory are enjoying some of their biggest snake bean prices that they've ever seen. At the Sydney markets this week, snake beans from Darwin's rural area have been selling for $80 a box. Now, that's getting close to about double on what they normally get. I had a chat to Kevin True from the Sydney markets this morning, who says the prices have been crazy.
Yeah, the market's pretty good at the moment for snake bean. The price is pretty high for considering in the situation we are now, COVID-19. Yeah, we're getting about $80 a box on snake bean.
I got told this morning that that sort of price is unheard of, even in good times. What's your experience?
You know, lately, the highest I've had it is about, yeah, you're right, about $8 a kilo. Maybe a little bit more, but $8 a kilo, it's peaking pretty high. Yeah. Up there.
And so what's caused it, do you think?
At the moment, we're in between seasons. Local season's pretty much finished. Queensland is about to finish. They're very close. We're in between seasons at the moment. And when Queensland gets near the end and around this time, it gets cold. Once we get a bit of a prolonged cold period, the snake bean is a bit black, a bit dark in color. And that's where the Darwin snake bean tends to shine. The quality is a lot different. A lot of people prefer the Darwin over to Queensland because visually Queensland doesn't look as good as the Darwin. That's the one reason where we can get a higher price in the snake bean from Darwin. Also, another factor is towards beginning of the year, my growers gave me a call. Just talking, and we always have a talk pre-season to, you know, plan the season out. And we were talking, and once when we were talking, Corona was starting, and we felt that it's going to be very uncertain times during this year. So I told my growers, just be a bit careful. We don't know what's going to happen this year. A lot of restaurants are starting to slow down their business. They're looking at closing restaurants, which they have now, and they're only doing takeaway. So a lot of them factors can really affect sales in the snake bean. And because the high freight from Darwin to Sydney, that could be very detrimental, and it could be a problem for the growers. You know, one box costs about $7-$8 freight, and plus the labor and planting it, and you know, cost of just producing snake bean would outweigh the profit. So Tom, be a bit careful. Produce a little bit less than what you did last year, because we don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of growers took my advice and they slowed down a bit on snake bean. The market's always supply and demand. I told them, look, even if you do have less quantity and the market picks up, you know, we get top dollar for you. But if you flood the market and there's no people to buy the snake bean, you know, it's the freight and the labor and the cost of it might outweigh, you know, your profit. So I told them, be a bit careful this year. Don't push it. It's very uncertain times. It's better to grow less. You got less overheads, less costs, less labor than overgrowing and, you know, trying to figure out where you're going to send all the snake bean when there's no buyers.
Because who is buying snake bean right now?
Pretty much the same people, but the only problem is now that we don't have many restaurants which are open full force. At the moment, Sydney was only doing takeaway for a couple months. They've only last 1-2 weeks introduced a new law where you can have 10 people per restaurant, but which is not a lot. And also cruise ships have stopped coming in. Yeah, restaurants are slowed down. And also one big factor is Paddy's Market has closed in Sydney.
Oh, really?
Which we've had Paddy Market closed for a bit over a month now. And that's one major part of the industry we do need. And without Paddy's Markets, it's a bit of a struggle. Once you got a bit extra gear on Friday, you flog it off to Paddy's Market. But if you don't have it by Monday, it's gone. You know, it's either on Friday, give it to Paddy's Market, food bank, or Monday, you know, forget about it. It's finished.
So sounds like part of the price story on snake beans is that demand is starting to pick up a little bit, but you haven't, supply is not as big as what might have been in normal years. And so that's what's
correct.
Generating your price.
Yeah, look, demand is there. Quantity isn't there, and also we're in between the seasons at the moment.
Yeah,
you know, Queensland, you don't have any competition with Queensland or the local Sydney produce. So everyone's relying more on Darwin to come in.
So what are you expecting in the next few weeks and months to look like for the snake bean market?
It's going to get better, I hope. Restaurants, I heard restaurants next month, they're going to allow a little bit more people than 10. So hopefully over time, restaurants will slowly pick up. And also Queensland will be finished. So I think there will only be snake bean coming out of Darwin. And I heard a lot of farmers up in Darwin slowed down a lot this year because of the coronavirus. So I don't expect a big volume of snake bean, and I hope the price will hold strong all year throughout the whole season.
Could it go even higher?
I reckon it could. There is a very good chance it could, but it's very hard to say these times. We're in very uncertain times at the moment.
I'm trying to work out how long it will take me if I start planting snake beans tomorrow, Kevin, and how long it'll take me to get some down to you.
Oh, that could be, I could gamble, but we never know in this market. If we all knew, we'd all be rich.
In general, how's the year been for people like yourself there at the Sydney markets?
It's been tough. It's been a very tough year. I think it's been tough for everyone. The industry, it has slowed down a lot. Restaurants is a big part of the industry. Paddies is a big part of the industry. The cruise ships that was affected, they've been a big part of the industry. Tourism, after the borders closed, we have less tourists. Well, none at all, actually. We have no tourism, and we rely a lot on tourism. They love to come and eat, and they spend a lot of money in the restaurants. And, yeah, that's affected us a lot.
So to any NT farmer listening to the program, what are you after at the moment? What would you love to get your hands on?
A bit of everything is good at the moment. We want a lot of good produce. We recommend not to send anything that's not good good in quality. The problem is that there's no one to push their seconds to. There's no paddy's market. And at the moment, everyone's not as busy as expected. And the restaurants like to use a lot of the number twos because a lot of them process it, chop it up. And if they do send too much number twos and seconds, it kind of pushes the value of the number ones down. So, but if good quality produce, we love it at the moment. But for anything seconds, it's a bit hard to push out.
Lovely to hear from you today. Thanks for your time.
No problem, Matt. Appreciate it.